She was real sick. In fact, she left like kind of made it. And a hot near hospital was Greeley Hospital.
Really?
That's right. And you know, doctors come around to see you there. They didn't, you didn't, you hardly ever went to see them. You'd call a doctor, you'd find them coming in a horse and buggy or something.
Literally a horse and buggy?
Yeah.
So somebody told me before that they remember when roads in Roswell got paved, that for a while it was, they said that all the roads going out into Atlanta were even dirt roads, and there was, what was that like?
Well, they were dirt roads. And I think the first thing you put on was tar. The road was tar. And then they finally got cement, asphalt, what it was. And but that's only, and if you left one from here to Atlanta, you either, they had a call, well, taxi, whatever. You could ride from here to Buckhead and then get a, well, trolley, streetcar, and go on to Atlanta. But for, but wasn't no transportation, only just somebody, like taxis in. But,
that's what somebody told me about. It's called like a jitney or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, because they said that it would take you, how long would it take you to get into Atlanta back then now?
Well, you was going for a day.
Really? Because of those dirt roads and...
Yeah. Buckhead, for as they went, then you went on in from there.
So when people first got cars, when they were driving on those roads, were they getting flat tires and stuff everywhere?
Yeah, well, yes, they were. They were, but they had, if you had a flat tire, you had everything there. Most people to fix it, you fix your own tire. You got your pump, your jack, your patching, all this stuff. You do it yourself. But now, you can't, I don't know when you can find any patching to patch it. Because they don't have any tubes done. Tires don't have tubes done. The tubers. Then they have tubes in them.
So to go into Atlanta wasn't as easy.
No.
It's an all-day trip.
Yeah.
And think about that now, you just driving there every day.
Yeah, because I left Atlanta a while ago. I was 30 minutes from Atlanta here. Everybody don't drive like that, though.
Yeah, get some tickets sometimes going there.
Well, I've got one a good while.
So you're actually speeding going there then?
Sometimes. I sure do.
Oh, I'm not ashamed to admit it either. I see. All right, okay. I want to talk some more about your growing up in the house that you lived in and stuff, especially since you lived on a farm. Now, what type of farm was this? This was a farm where you were growing vegetables, or were you raising livestock?
Cotton and corn. And watermelons. And some kind of bean, velvet beans of some kind. That was for cattle. I raised quite a bit of raised watermelon to sell.
Mm-hmm. You weren't like Mrs. out there destroying your dad's watermelons, were you?
No, we raised ours. We didn't destroy it. My father get a wagon load of watermelon and come around and sell them.
Mm-hmm. So did you have chores then when you were?
Yes, cutting wood, getting in for the night, and getting water to wash with. When I say water to wash with, I mean the clothes to wash with. Mm-hmm. And get that all up, and then we come. And see, we raised our own hogs, and we had cattle on the farm too. All our milk and butter and all this, it's all raised right there.
So you ate good.
Oh yes, real good.